Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Ah, yes. That tells you right there, it's 1911 University. Although, in the words of my co-host on 1911 University, he got a box yesterday that apparently is bigger than any 1911 box he's ever gotten before. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Well, my Henry's X is old now. It's older than yours.
That's true. I got another Henry in today.
Well, I know that. So I put up a picture, just so everybody knows, I put up a picture on Instagram of my Henry X lever gun, which I have spruced up with a bunch of Ranger Point precision parts and some parts from XS Sights. And Joe wanted to buy it, which I still haven't shot it yet. I mean, having said that, I said, well, I'll help you find one to buy, though. So then I went out and I connected him with somebody to get him some. Get him a Henry's X, and while he was at it, he got three, right? You got three coming?
Yeah. I got one for Eric and two for me.
Okay. So, yours that came in yesterday was the 4570.
That was the first one, yeah. That was the X. And then today I got in the brass receiver with octagon barrel 4570. And then... Yeah, and that one, you know, here's the deal. I have a pretty eclectic collection, which you'll see when you come to visit. Well, you probably won't see it all because that would take weeks. But I'm not a hang a rifle on the wall kind of guy. Never have been. However, I've always wanted one of these brass receiver guns.
Right.
And the 4570, since I was getting the X, it made sense to have them both the same caliber. And so when I got it in, I was like, oh, I'm going to put this on the wall in my office because it's beautiful.
If I were to come, you know, two of the things that I want to do is I want to walk down the middle of Steve Fisher's gun room and your gun room. And there won't be any talking about it. I won't be able to form words because I know you guys have a pretty decent collection of some pretty decent weapons, and you know, just looking at it and appreciating them for the quality they are, I will be quite happy about. Now with the brass one, are you just going to leave it as is?
Yeah, I'm going to kill deer with it, but I'm going to leave it as is.
What are you going to do with the other one? With the X?
Well, so, it's funny you should ask. Excuse me. I was looking at the Ranger Point four-end thing, you know?
Right.
And I remember that you said, you know, you can't use the loading gate on the tube with that handguard.
Well, you can get a shorter handguard, I think.
Well,
they make them in varying degrees of length. But anyway, continue.
But I own a mill.
That's true. You can make whatever you want, whatever length it needs to be, right?
Well, no. I'm going to get the green one, the long one, the OD green one, and I'm going to put it in the mill, and I'm going to machine the slot where you can use it, where you can get into the tube and put your bullets in.
Right.
I'm just going to slot the handguard so that you can get in there.
Right.
Because why wouldn't you do that?
I don't know. With me, I'm not a hunter yet. So for me, the side loading gate, which, based on what I understand from some of these guys that customize these things, Ranger Point Precision, I think, has a replacement gate as well. That's just a little beyond my pay grade. I didn't even do any of the stuff that I did. I took it to one of the gunsmiths I know around here that I trust and let them do it. And
they have a replacement gate?
Yeah.
Let me look here. I'm on their website right now.
I may not be right about that, but I have seen them, at least on the... Now, the funny thing that I saw, though, was that a lot of people were disappointed that you didn't have a Marlin. And
the Marlins
of yesterday are crazy priced, and Marlin has been purchased by Ruger, and they've got guns coming out now, but I don't know what the consensus is on those yet.
I don't either. You know, a couple of people that I know have gotten, you know, like early samples, and they said they're really nice. And Ruger, you know, look, Ruger has a long, long history of making really good guns.
Sure.
So I don't have any reason to believe that this would be any different. But I always wanted a Henry.
Henry is made as good as anything out there. I mean, when you ran your charging handle, the ring, whatever you want to call that, when you shucked it up the first time, what did you think about the action?
I thought it was extremely smooth. Well, yeah. First things first. So you open the box to the Henry, and there's a tag on the gun. There's like a sleeve tag on the gun that says, warning, check to make sure there's no loaded rounds or something like that. And then there's a tag hanging from the gun with four different sign-offs where they have personally checked to make sure that there's no loaded ammo left in the gun, which leads me to believe that at some time in the past, they found a reason to put those tags on there. And I was like, oh, all right, well. So I checked the gun, made sure it was not loaded. I racked it twice just to make sure. And, it was smooth. The trigger on the X is really nice. The trigger on the brass one is a little bit heavier, but still very smooth. One of the things that I find extremely attractive about the Henry options is they don't have an external crossbolt safety like the Marlins have for years.
Right.
And once I inspected the gun and looked it over, I understand why now. Because they have a really nifty little setup in the hammer with a transfer bar that's actually inside the hammer, so they don't need an external safety. It's like they set it up similar to how a Ruger single action revolver is, where there's a transfer bar that comes up, and if you lower the hammer slowly, it won't fire. The hammer's never going to fire when it's in the down position because there's a void there keeping it from hitting the firing pin. The only way that you can get it to fire is to actually pull the trigger with the hammer fully back and let it fall. So I think that's a wildly creative way and innovative way to keep the gun safe while making it look like a vintage rifle.
Hang on right there for me, if you will. We'll talk a little more about this. I want to hear your opinions. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, this is Lock and Load.
repeat. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, and Joe is getting into the lever gun world, and he has the same lever. And you were telling me what you thought about the Henry's X, and I'm very interested in that because I do have one myself. So please continue.
Oh, well, I like how they did the safety mechanism. It makes for the gun to be really sleek and user-friendly, and when you're in the field, you don't have to worry about, did I take the safety off or not? You just cock the hammer and roll. You know, it's going to be a handy little rifle. I am curious what your initial thoughts are and why you went with the XS sight rib as opposed to one of the other dozens that are available out there.
Well, I had seen other people who had built these guns. And, I mean, Ranger Point actually has a Ghost Ring sight there as well. And item number one is XS Sight sponsors me. So when I was looking for something, when I was looking at the reviews, I saw Chris Costa. Everything on his gun was Ranger Point Precision except for the sight and the rail, which was XS Sights. And he preferred that over that. And I've done a little collaborating here and there with Chris in the past. I know that Chris only likes to build a gun once. So
right.
Normally when he puts one together, it's with exactly with what he wants. And he was knocking them dead with that setup without an optic on it. So, you know, I went with that. And that's all there is to it. I went with the XS Sight one because more people seem to be running them.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, I know that Ranger Point Precision has probably, if you looked at them, it looks like the same thing. But, I mean, XS Sights only build sights. So I kind of figure they figured out the sight thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they make great sights.
Yeah. So that's why I went with that.
I'm also looking at the hammer spur extension for the X model. I have one of those.
I've seen plenty of people that do that. I've also seen, are you going to put the quick detach nut on it so that you can take the ring off of it to field strip it when you're in the field by just with your fingers? Or are you going to leave it what's in it?
I don't think so. I mean, I guess a guy could do that, but why?
Well, I mean, but you're going to run yours suppressed, right?
Yeah, I'm going to run it suppressed.
See, I still have the Comet. I have the Comet compensator from Ranger Point Precision. Ranger Point does a pretty good job with the stuff they build. They seem to do an outstanding job. And but you're going to put a can on it, which that should be interesting. Where does all that gas go on a non-semi-automatic rifle when you pull the trigger on that? Because I know, like with AR-15s, that's how you overgas the gun, is put a suppressor on it.
Well, you can overgas it.
Yeah.
But on a bolt action or a lever gun, it just goes in the can because there's no gas coming back. That's the point of the can, is it absorbs the gas. And it's kind of cool because I was shooting, you know, I went hunting Saturday, last day of late season rifle. Eric and I went out and I took the Lapua, which is a beast. I mean, it's an 18-pound rifle without the can, and put the can on, ended up shooting a deer 285 yards with a 285 grain Hornady ELDM. And Eric didn't even know I shot. And we were like, he had electronic earmuffs on because he was hunting with a non-suppressed rifle, and he never heard me shoot. he turned around. We were sitting about 15 yards away from each other in these hay bales. He turns around after these deer run by us, and he goes, "Did you shoot?" And I said, "Yeah, I shot." He's like, "I didn't even hear it." So, you know, it takes all the recoil and all the noise out, and why wouldn't you do that? So I'm actually going to build a custom can for this gun, so that I can just leave a can on it all the time. Unfortunately, Ranger Point Precision doesn't have the green one in stock, so I'll have to have it Cerakoted after I machine it.
Well, I mean, you know, that's the beauty of you getting one of these things. You can look at it and say, oh, you don't have it in stock. Big deal. Yeah, I'll just bring it here and I'll just make it whatever color I want.
I got a guy. Not a big deal.
So.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to building it out. Hey, while we're on the radio,
yes,
I sent you a pair of pictures on Messenger that you should go look at right quick.
On Facebook Messenger?
Yep.
Okay. Give me a second.
Go check them out.
I'm going.
Go.
You know, I don't have one of those. I don't have one of those computers I talk to like on Star Trek. You know, I'm a computer. Takes a minute for it to load and all that other fun stuff. And for some reason, this one's really taking a minute to load and all that other fun stuff. Okay, boom. Joe Chambers, he sent two photos. Now, what is this?
That's the new YC squared that I haven't made public yet. That is the legitimate love child of a famous firearms instructor and an infamous firearms pistol smith.
And there's also a picture here of a minivan with no rear axle pulling a tool shed.
That's completely different. That's an
ultimate. Okay. So,
That's the ultimate RV.
Yeah. Indeed, it is. Indeed. I like the way you set this up, though. I like the way you set it up. The light on this does not protrude from under the barrel. I hate when the flashlight protrudes from under the barrel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That just makes it gets it dirty and all that other stuff.
So we can talk more about it in the next segment. But this is a nearly 2-year project that Fish and I have been working on.
Okay, this is a single stack.
Single stack.
I carry it.
Carry gun.
I carry it. Yeah. Anyway, let me let you hang on just 1 second. I'm coming up on the next break. To find out about this gun, you need to be following Joe on Instagram under Chambers Custom. Go to his website, chamberscustom.com. You're going to want to look at this. This is a beautiful animal. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are concerned about the state of the pandemic given the spread of the Omicron variant. That's according to a new Gallup poll, which noted 58% believe the pandemic is getting worse. Half of those surveyed are concerned about coming down with the virus. The FAA is warning that 5G restrictions may impact aircraft landing in bad weather. There are low visibility concerns at a number of U.S. airports. The FAA fears that 5G cell phone signals could interfere with crucial aircraft equipment. Verizon and AT&T agreed this week to delay a rollout of 5G towers near airports. AAA reporting the national average for a price of regular gasoline ticked up to $3.32 a gallon on Thursday. This is USA Radio News. The White House is attempting to clarify comments made by President Biden on Wednesday regarding the 2022 midterm election. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki weighing in on President Biden's comments about there being possible illegitimacy in the 2022 midterms. Psaki saying the president was attempting to make a different point about possible attempts to overturn election results.
The point he was making is that as recently as 2020, as we know, the former president was trying to work with local officials to overturn the vote count and not have ballots counted. And we have to be very eyes wide open about that and clear-eyed that that is the intention potentially of him and certainly of members of his party.
Parts of North and South Carolina coasts are under an ice storm warning. The National Weather Service saying up to a half inch of ice is possible in places like Myrtle Beach and Wilmington. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. And he just sent me some teaser photos of a beautiful pistol that I cannot share with anybody or anything else like that. Because it is definitely coming down the pike later on down. When will that actually premiere?
So I'm going to have it post that publicly tomorrow. Right now it's on Patreon. So the YC squared gun is a gun that Steve and I started talking about almost 2 years ago when we first designed the YC squared comp that we featured on the KC guns, the Night Stalkers, and which you shot my Night Stalker. So you know a little bit about how that comp performs.
Yes, I do.
But basically, what we wanted to do is we wanted to design the ultimate single-stack carry gun. A full-size frame, so you get, you can use full-size mags. You can get 9+1, or in some mags, 10+1 capacity. 9mm, 38 super. Although everybody that's ordered it has ordered 9mm.
Sure.
The overall length of the gun is the same as a Commander, but this gun has a comp on it, and then we spec'd out the TLR 7 Alpha light for the front of it because, again, it's a carry gun. You don't need 1,000 lumens from a mod light. You need enough light to illuminate what you're doing, and the Streamlight TLR 7 Alpha is just it's a great light. It has all the features. It has momentary. It has on and off. You can turn the light off by turning the bezel. If you're carrying during the daytime and you're worried about it coming on and you're not seeing it or whatever, you can just turn the light off. without taking it off the gun. You can change the battery in it without taking it off the gun just by unscrewing the head. Just a lot of great features with that light. It comes with multiple mounting options, multiple switching options, and it's extremely affordable. Extremely affordable.
Right.
And then Steve wanted his with backup irons. Mine is actually being built by Brandon right now with no backup irons, which is fine. That's how I roll. The plate that you see in the pictures is actually just a stand-in plate. That's our standard RDSM plate, which some guys may want, and that's fine. But it will also come with the new 507K plate, which is what Steve and I will be using on our guns, is the new 509K that HoloSun just released. Originally, we were going to use the 507K, and then they came out with the new enclosed 509K, and we were like, oh, well, that's the dot for this gun. So, yeah, it's going to be, I mean, it's not a compact gun because it has a full-size grip.
Sure.
But for all intents and purposes, it's a commander-sized gun without the extra length of the comp. So, yeah, it's a pretty special piece, you know. A lot of time, a lot of hours, a lot of thought.
Well, the thing about it being a single stack, right, with the full-sized grip, it'll hold 10 rounds.
Yep.
See, that's where I draw the line on that, but the thing about it being a single stack makes it easier to carry, not because it's wider, but because it's lighter.
Yeah, and people discount. They go, well, you know, wide body, I can get 18 rounds. Yes,
yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
Get 20, you get 22. 18. You can, yeah.
Right, but you also get all the extra weight of the bullets.
Right.
And
then there's the spare magazines.
Right, and there's a pretty big difference between 10 rounds plus one and 18 rounds plus one in weight. There just is. So, I mean, I have plans to bring out something else in February that will be equally shocking to the pistol people. It'll be I'm not going to say online what we're calling it, but it runs in the same vein. It's of the same limb on the same tree as the YC squared, but it's fatter. That will appeal to those people who feel the need to carry 18 bullets at once.
Well, you know, I like capacity as much as the next guy, but I mean, sometimes if it was easier to carry my fat WMGC, just from the weight standpoint, the way I'm carrying guns right now, I'd do it. I'd do it in a heartbeat. I'd carry that gun, and for anybody who gets out there and says, oh, Bill, it's so expensive, what if they have to take it from you? Well, it will probably have defended my life. I will be alive for them to take it from me. I will call Joe, I will cry, and he will send me something to play with until they let it go.
Right.
Now, I don't know how many people can do that, but, I mean, Joe's clientele is almost on a first-name basis with him. So, it, you know, however that works. But what I'm saying is that if I'm going to defend myself in a gunfight, I want one that I have a high degree of confidence in.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I could carry three spare mags for that gun, and it wouldn't weigh any more probably than one spare mag for my fat WMGC. It's going to be easier to carry from the standpoint it's not going to pull my pants down.
Right.
That's not successful concealed carry when it pulls your pants down.
No.
And at the same time, I got that Chambers thing happening. But it does put me in mind of what I'll talk to you about this offline, but it does put me in mind for the 2022 gun. That I don't even know if we've ever come up with an idea for that, but now I got one. But
speaking of that,
yes.
I got some good news today for you.
Frames come in?
Frames are frame shipped today.
Wow. That means I'll be reviewing something very cool very shortly. I've got 3,000 rounds of ammunition awaiting that like a brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be some fun stuff. I've got some nice self-defense ammo because we're talking about my working man gun, single stack 45 ACP, which is going to be a standard size pistol, right?
Yes.
And that will be easier to carry than my fat WMG-C, well, because it doesn't weigh as much with the ammo. So I've already got a holster pulled for it. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to play with that gun when it gets here. So that's good stuff. That's good stuff. I got mentioned. The other thing that was cool, I rarely get mentioned by other people on Instagram. However, at Chambers Custom, I've been mentioned twice now. So I got that going for me. So anyway, coming up on the next break, I want to talk about some of the other stuff, some of the other refinements that you may have going into 2022 with some of the stuff that you already are making and everything else and what the outlook is for you. When we get back, for those of you that want to see this gun, I'm pretty sure he'll put a picture of it on Instagram. That's under Chambers Custom. Follow him on Facebook. That's Chambers Custom. Follow him on YouTube. That's Chambers Custom. And if you look at this and you're like, oh my, I have to have one of those or something like that, then you have to go to ChambersCustom.com. And believe me, the collaboration between Fisher and Chambers is epic. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolsters.com. DeSantisHolster.com. Sorry. Gene DeSantis hears me say that, I'll be in big trouble. Talking to... do you know Gene? Have you ever met Gene?
I never have, no.
Gene DeSantis, the owner of DeSantis Holsters, he's been to every SHOT Show till this year. Since its inception.
Wow. Why didn't he go this year?
Well, because, you know, he's a little older than I am, and I'm as old as dirt. So he's just watching out for his health. He doesn't trust what he hears in the press, which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'll go anywhere. The only reason I didn't go is because of, you know what's going on with me. So that's why I didn't go. But anyway. So we're looking at 2022. 2022 has begun. Instead of being at SHOT Show and looking at all the pretty pretties, you guys have been working and developing and everything else still. As you go forward, does the process of the working man's gun, for example, when you're doing a working man's gun, does that get refined from year to year? Would a working man's gun seem maybe a percentage or two better than one of the initial ones that came out? I mean, because
I've had the same level of quality since I started. So, you know, the innovation in how we do things has changed some. There are processes now that we do on the mill that I used to always do by hand only because I just hadn't thought about doing them on the mill.
Right.
And that's been one of the interesting intricacies, if you will, of having other great minds work with me, like Brandon and Eric and now Kevin, is these guys look at problems differently than I did, right, when I started. And they go, well, why can't we do it like this? And I go, well, we can, I guess. Let's try it out, see. And then we try it, and if it works, we integrate that process into how we build the guns, and if it doesn't, we go, well, that didn't work. Moving on. And that's been exciting because it sped up the process while keeping the quality the same level. And in some cases, even making, quite possibly making the quality of the finished product slightly better because, let's face it, you can do certain things on a machine that are way more precise than if you do them by hand. So, yeah, it's been fun. It's been exciting.
And with each new Pro Series gun that you come out, some of those attributes that you put with those trickle down to the WMG?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I mean, some of the things that we do on the Pro Series guns, as far as the cosmetics and different features that we've offered on those, have absolutely crossed over, especially into the Fat WMG lineup. You know, people ask all the time, well, why don't you do a bobtail WMG single stack? Well, because we have the Yeti, and we have a growing list of people that want another run of those, and when we have enough people to warrant, you know, a run of 10 or 15 or 20 of them, then we'll do a run of. And those people are really patient, and they know that we're going to do a run, so, you know, cool. I don't see the reason to do a bobtail WMG. But yeah, we kind of cross integrate to some degree.
Do Brandon and Eric ever come to you with an idea for a gun that you incorporate to or is that more of something between you and the trainer, the Pressburg, the Reston, which I want to ask you a question about Jared here in a minute, but you know, you and Steve, did they ever come in and say, what if we did this?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And a lot of times what happens on those kinds of deals is, I mean, Eric and Brandon both recently did this. They built their own carry guns, and they have complete carte blanche to do their carry guns how they want to. And Brandon, you know, he's been with me a little longer, so he had a really good idea of exactly what he wanted in a carry gun, so he just built it outright. Super cool gun. It's a wide body, kind of like a C model. It's a cross between a C model and a NES. Super neat gun. Eric, he started off, he built his carry gun. It's a single stack bobtail commander, and he carried it for a while, and then he started chopping away at it, you know, making some changes, and it was a very basic gun to begin with because he wasn't exactly sure what he wanted. So he started chopping away at it and making some changes and some modifications and some altercations to it. And next thing you know, he's got a gun that's half blued and half machined, and, you know, he's still working through what all he wants to do to make that into his piece, right, his piece of history. And as he's going, he's learning, just like Brandon and I have, and he's learning things that work and don't work and things that he likes and doesn't like, and making adjustments to perfect his own style, if you will. Because one of these days, what's going to end up happening is you're going to see me advertise, hey, this is an Eric Mercer custom. This is a one-off. Here's the price. Get it if you want it. Hey, this is a Brandon Buller custom. It's a one-off. Get it if you want it. And, you know, those guys are going to have the opportunity down the road to design and build one-off customs for the shop a couple times a year that we offer up for sale. And that should be, it's my opinion that should be one of the perks of working for some place like my shop.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So who's going to build my gun? Eric built the last one.
Yeah, I haven't decided yet. I was going to have Brandon build it, but he's tied up with these YC squared right now for several more months. So I don't know. I'm going to make that decision here shortly.
Okay. You know, I was just going to say it'd be neat to have one made by all of you. That'd be sort of cool. Anyway.
No, we're going down that road. Trust me, I'm sure.
I got you. You wanted
to ask a question about Jared.
Well, I saw that Jared was doing a talk at SHOT Show in front of the Aimpoint booth.
Yes.
Does that mean he's embraced the big bread box optic to go on the back of pistols? Does he like that?
Yeah, all of his Pro Series guns that I've personally built for him get that dot. All of them.
Is it any good?
You know, it's a solid optic. It really is. I've had experience with both the version 1 and the version 2. It's large. But that's really the only negative behind it. Well, I wouldn't say that. There's two negatives that I find with the Acro. One is the size. You know, it's kind of unsightly. But the other is the glass. So it's an enclosed emitter, so the glass sits all the way to the rear. And on a 1911, because it's so long, if you have much oil or lube on your gun, especially at the back of the gun, when the hammer hits, it tends to splash up on the back lens.
Yep.
And so you get some, you know, you get some debris up there and whatnot. But, and that's where dots like the Holosun really shine, the 509T, because they're closed emitter, but the glass, the rear glass sits forward.
Yep.
So you don't get that splash up. But yeah, I mean, the aim point's a good dot. The other good dot that's out now that I'll be seeing this weekend.
We're running out of time. I just wanted to ask you about that because last time when I took Fisher's class, we were all making fun of the Aimpoint Acro because it looked like a bread box.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Anyway, thank you for joining me tonight, and I want to see the progress on that lever gun.
I will keep you posted on that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
You too. As for me, I'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.